If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Coming up 35 after the hour, Jeff Cox. His book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation. Great taste and good health with probiotic foods. That'll be at 35 minutes after the hour. We continue on with some of the top medical stories of the week here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. udocs@gmail.com is the email. udocs@gmail.com. Colleges are becoming pretty responsible about the air. How are colleges cleaning up the air, Dr. Mike?
Well, this is an interesting story that actually relates back to Dr. Cosgrove and a little bit with a little help from me. So we went to the regents of the Ohio State three times, got unanimous votes three times, that recommends to the presidents of each university and state college that they ban smoking all, not just in buildings, but for their entire college campuses. It turns out 12 of the 18 in Ohio, including Ohio State, are taking us up on this and are going smoke-free totally. A few already do it. So we'll have, I think, 15 of the 18 will be smoke-free come January 1st. So that's cleaning up the air, is in fact getting rid of all tobacco products. No secondhand smoke is really quite dangerous. For example, in one study in Indiana, when they banned smoking, the heart attacks in non-smokers went down 77%. It's usually about 18% decrease in heart attacks and deaths in non-smokers, 38% over a two-year period. That's how strong the effect of secondhand smoke has proven to be. So banning secondhand smoke, probably a boon to teachers as well as fellow classmates, make it harder to smoke on campus, which should decrease smoking rates. Ohio State goes smoke-free in a bigger way on January 1st.
You know, every year this college in Wisconsin, Beloit College, comes out with the class of whatever, and they talk about some of the things that the students that are part of the class, for example, now we're in 2013, what the class of 2017 has been exposed to in their life so far and what they're going to be exposed to over the next 4 years. And in this list this year for the class of 2017, this class of kids has never been in a concert, gone to a concert that's been filled with cigarette smoke. So times are changing. Things are getting better, you know?
Well, slow progress, but steady progress. So we've gone from 50% in the United States smoking in about 1956 to now about 20%, 19%. So if we keep on that rate, we've got to obviously do things faster with other diseases. You and I have talked about this in changing physical activity and changing food choices and changing the way we manage stress. And those are necessary if we're going to really survive as a society and not have rationed medical care.
I don't think too many restaurants now let you smoke anymore in this country, do they? Do you think so? I think the percentage of non-smoking restaurants has to be pretty high.
I think that's true, but many of them have smoking sections or let you smoke outside on the patio. I think that's horrible. I'm again that.
Okay, now why would that be? Is obviously for the individual's health, right? You don't want anybody smoking altogether, but if they're smoking outside or outside in a designated area.
Smoke, you know, if you breathe it in, you get the effect. And that effect, let me repeat this. In Pueblo, Colorado, when they did away with smoking except inside your house, there was a 36% reduction in heart attacks and in deaths in non-smokers over the next 2 years. So it is secondhand smoke has a much more powerful effect at causing plaque rupture, at causing heart attack, stroke, impotence, than we ever thought. We're not worried about cancer in the secondhand smoker. We're worried about inflammation causing rupture to the atherosclerotic plaques that are already there.
This may be a dumb question, but if somebody goes outside to smoke, where does the secondhand smoke issue come in? When he comes back in the restaurant?
No, because other people, when they go outside, there's a patio where they're serving food to other people.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's okay. The outdoor eating. You know, okay. You have that at golf courses, don't you, Joe? You've seen those outdoor patios?
Yeah. You know, I don't see many people golf when we play golf. I don't see many people smoke much. I mean, people do. Some guys do. But I don't see much of it anymore.
No, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And, but you do see eating outside on patios, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. Pesticides on golf courses will kill you. That's the thing about golf courses. The pesticides they put on golf courses. Do you think the smoking issue, the obesity issue, will be a tougher issue to deal with than the smoking issue?
Oh, I think it will be much tougher, don't you?
Yeah, I do, too.
But what is really worrying me, if you look at you worry about war in Syria and Egypt and all that kind of thing, and the release of nuclear waste in Japan. I used to know the name of that reactor. I don't anymore. It starts with an F. But in any case, one of the things that is in the stories of this week that is very bothersome is what we call extensively drug-resistant antibiotics, EDR antibiotics.
Let's do that before the break in the guest. Let's talk about it. We have a few minutes.
Okay, so one of the drugs, which was apparently resistant to carbapenems, powerful last resort intravenous antibiotics, as well as 14 other antibiotics, NDM, that is a New Delhi M1 strain of this bacteria, is virtually unstoppable, and it's not staying in New Delhi or India either. Already, new NDM bacteria has been found in drinking water around New Delhi and in patients in over 35 countries, many of them medical tourists who traveled to India for medical care and then returned home to Europe, the Middle East, or the Americas. As explained in Rise of the Superbugs, it takes just one or two of such bugs to transfer their genetic material to another bacteria in your body, and it turns the other bacteria into superbugs. It's very similar to what happens when you accidentally include a red shirt in the wash of your whites. Everything gets red. Well, in this case, it spreads this drug resistance. And if it spreads too fast and it's too powerful, we end up, you and I, getting infected by the NDM1 superbug. So we've got a lot of these superbugs to start worrying about, which means you have to protect yourself, washing your hands, using, in fact, being very clean with your food, washing your food, etc. That's what you have to do.
So you're saying that we'll become resistant to drugs that would try to prevent us from becoming sick from these superbugs?
These bugs are very promiscuous.
Yeah.
They have sex with a lot of other bugs, and they pass along their resistance from one bacteria to another, and some of those bacteria will infect you, and we won't have antibiotics that'll help you fend yourself off.
Hmm. So the responsibility would end up more on us more than the medical community to keep us healthy?
Well, the point is that the only way to stay healthy from these superbugs is to keep them away from you, mm-hmm. which means great hand washing, great protection with your food, and then being extra careful, and hopefully someone will find a way of preventing these. For your own self, it's getting sleep, getting that extra vitamin D3, maybe using more garlic and onion in your foods, which help prevent against bacterial infection. We don't know what these superbugs are sensitive to because they haven't been around long enough. But, in fact, this is an emergency, if you will, if we're going to stop this from spreading.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. If you have a phone, you want to use a phone to talk to Dr. Mike, we have a phone here, too. 877-711-5211. Coming up after the break, our guest segment, Jeff Cox. Jeff Cox is the author of a lot of books on food and wine and gardening, including the best-selling From Vines to Wines. And the nominated the Organic Cook's Bible. Well, he hosted a couple of television series, Your Organic Garden, among others. And we'll talk about his new book, and the topic is Probiotic Foods, the Essential Book of Fermentation. Great taste and good health with probiotic foods. Jeff Cox, our guest, is next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.